Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Just about that time, although Brady may not be with us much longer. Not like that. He's okay, I think, health-wise. I mean, we've always known Brady might not be with us much longer, but I mean, for real this time, you might just retire. Brady's got a pretty awesome offer that would be foolish to turn down. Was it a text or an email?
It was a text.
Better than his pimp game?
Yeah, better than his pimp game. Now, my text that I got in the middle of the night from some weird guy and his dog saying, here's my picks, because I know for a fact from AT&T that my phone's been jimmied, and now I'm getting photos from gay guys that want to meet me. But Brett had an interesting point. That was probably an airdrop that went to the wrong address in my cul-de-sac. That was clearly a Michael and Troy drop. But gay guys who fall down and their dogs lick their face while they're in really nice clothes, I'm like, not the dog, the guy. Like, those are great opportunities to send photos to strangers. So thank you for that, strange man. But Brady, you just got a better offer on text. And I have to tell you, as a friend, I don't want to see you go. But it's been nice working with you, buddy. You go ahead. What do you have to do for
this? I qualified for this new World Bank.
Yeah.
And they're putting out ATMs. And if I provide, I can switch over and they'll set up an account for me, being the first one in.
Yeah.
I just need to provide my PIN number to my current ATM.
Easy.
Address, my email address, phone number. And then once that's done, they'll mail the new ATM card and deposit $7.3 million into the account.
Why are you still here?
Yeah, why are you still here?
I'm waiting. I haven't gotten a confirmation back.
You were approved to this New World Bank.
Yeah.
$7 million.
I mean, that's...
Man. Come on.
They wouldn't text you if you...
Oh, man.
Well, congratulations. That's huge. And definitely opening and answering. I think the worst part about that is
a fun run, guys.
Opening that probably did more damage than even responding. So you're going to start getting pictures of dudes and their dogs in the middle of the night like me. He's an attractive man. I mean, I'd be a fool not to consider this. He looks like he's got a pretty good income. I don't know what happened in his last relationship, but the dog's very well taken care of. I mean, look at that. It's a beautiful chocolate lab. I'm a dog guy.
Man. That's an opportunity right there.
He's got all his hair.
Strong. You'll be safe.
I will be safe. I like to feel safe in his arms.
Boy, Megan's got some competition
now.
Boy,
does she ever. Wow. Look at this guy. Three shirts on and a coat. I mean, he's not
layered.
Layered. He's a layered individual. Jeans, not too fancy. He's got a hole in the knee.
I missed it earlier. Can I see that again?
Heck yeah. Jealous?
Wow, yeah, definitely. Well,
stranger sending me text in the middle of the night, him and his dog.
Is that considered a bear?
I think it's a dog, Toledo.
Is it?
You can get your eyes.
Tell you
looks
right
like
now,
a lab.
He likes to hike.
Oh, yeah, he's an outdoorsy type. And I like it because he knows me, too, that he texts in bold print my pics in a little smiley face. I can see his emoji. I struggle with emojis because I can never see them. Like, what is that? Chinese kid smiling at me? Or, oh, no, it's one of them yellow heads with laughy eyes. Well, good for you, Brady. My offer wasn't as good as yours. For sure. I'm just going to have to hammer some dude. You're getting $7.3 million. Hopefully he's loaded. The Brady Report is brought to you by our friends at Hooters, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. It's Tuesday, so you can head to Hooters for our Beers of the Month Club. Mick Ultra, Stellar Artois on draft right there if you guys want to hop on and grab the beer of your choosing at Hooters, and then say thanks for giving us the Brady Report. Hooters, Brady Report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National American Beer Day.
Well, there you go.
It's also National Black Cat Day. The firecrackers. Not the, no, it's the canine. Not the canine.
What?
The feline.
There you go. Man.
There's a new song.
Woo! I'm going to start it over. It's brought to you by Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Yeah, just skip that one.
Do it again.
Nope.
I want the story done right.
Damn it.
What?
Well, do it live.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
That part's fine.
Yeah.
What was the thing about the cat dog?
It's National Black Cat Day, too.
Oh, okay.
Not the firecrackers.
Right. And not the canine, either.
Right. And not the black cat canine that roams the streets at night. What up, dog?
Couple of baseless fun facts. A librarian at the University of New Hampshire saved for his whole life and left $4 million to the school when he died. They used $1 million of it for a new football scoreboard, which wasn't exactly his vision.
Uh-oh.
He gave it to the school.
Yeah.
If he didn't say what his vision was, it's anybody's vision.
He might have, but...
Remember when I was on my kick about watching Maine Cabin Masters and started to look at places in New Hampshire? I was freezing this morning. I think I could live in New Hampshire for more than 5 minutes. I was fooling myself. Insanity.
How long did that last? Because you were pretty hot
on. I was watching a lot of Maine Cabin Masters. And I got real excited about just bugging out in the woods up there in New England. Gorgeous. Singing that Barry Manilow song over and over, thinking about starting a little fire, cuddling up by the
weekend
fire.
Weekend in New England?
Yeah, weekend in New England.
You can take that guy and his dog with you.
Yeah, me. Well, hey, now, that guy's dressed for it. You by the bay, the long rocky beaches.
Well, I've got a little opportunity for you, John, because you can
go now.
Get a boutique of...
<It's> late.
Freezing. It's 50 degrees and I wouldn't get on a bicycle, so...
You can get a bouquet of organic fall leaves. For $15.
I can do that for free.
Where?
Outside, on the ground.
I guess the grocery chain in San Francisco, Buyrite, is selling bouquets of organic fall leaves.
Okay.
Beautiful red, orange, and yellow leaves.
Yeah. I can get leaves all over the place. Dead leaves laying everywhere. Not necessarily those giant ones back east, but so...
The first and last people to die building the Hoover Dam were a father and son, and they died 13 years apart.
Wow.
The dad drowned on December 20th, 1922, and his son fell off a tower on December 20th, 1935.
They make ended,
a
huh?
point to tell you that. I don't know if they still do it. I did that Hoover Dam tour way back when, and all they talk about is all the dead people in it.
In the concrete?
In the concrete. Yep. They still do that?
You
figure in the PC nature world, the Disney world, that they wouldn't want to talk about people dying on some sort of tour of, their marvelous architecture of this thing should be hailed as a gift and not how many people
are
dead.
They do it
and
with this song in the background. When will
arise me? When I mean, that's not funny.
This is my New Hampshire thing. No.
Nine people in that piece of concrete right there.
No, they're not talking about this. This is my times in Maine Cabin Masters.
You're walking with a chocolate lab right now.
That's right. And then I watched Wake Up Portland, Maine once, and it's like, tomorrow it's going to be 3 degrees. I'm like, what the? I'm not living there.
Get Wake Up Portland, Maine.
You just
Maine.
Took a look at some of the local things that were going on up there. You can look online. It's called the Internet. It's pretty available.
Is it?
And I looked, and I'm like, what's the temperature in Maine? And this was probably midsummer. Like
you're,
38
you're
degrees.
You're missing a number, right?
Yeah. Well, they're doing Celsius. Nope. It's got a little rain coming in tomorrow. High today is 74. Tomorrow looking at a high of 31. I'm like, how does that happen in a day? Horrifying. It's 51 here. I wouldn't go outside. I was lying to myself.
We are nearly as warm as Portland, Maine.
Well, not for long.
You the chocolate lab and the sweater man. Better pack up your stuff and roll.
Hi, my picks? It's John. You text me last night at 3:30 in the morning, and I don't know who you are, but I'm interested.
Hello, my friend. I'm my picks.
Hi, my picks.
Is there a
accent
number there?
No,
I was going to say we should call him.
It's a his email is operatormanager@gmail. So I don't really think this is a legitimate thing. I did open it, which means he's in. My social security number is carting teenage girls over the Bolivian border, probably left and right now.
You might get $7.3 million too long.
You know what? That letter from AT&T was so hopeless. Your account's been Totally hacked. Completely and awful. Things are. It's just the worst thing ever has happened.
Like to start over?
No, they don't offer that.
You're effed.
You're not allowed on the internet anymore. And through our portal, we've contacted the FBI. We'll let you know what happens. Do I have any control of this? No, you don't. just wait for our next letter. You're probably going to lose everything. Oh.
The first words Mickey Mouse ever said, God damn it, where's my mask? It wasn't on the mic.
Oh.
The live, the first two words he spoke, hot dogs.
No kidding. Off the mic. How do we know?
The off the mic was the goddamn it.
Mine was off the mic. I thought hot dogs was off the mic. Walt had to practice.
When Titanic was filming, James Cameron and about 50 other cast and crew members were hospitalized after someone spiked the lobster chowder they were eating with PCP.
Oops.
What?
Billy Zane.
The person who did it was never caught.
Billy Zane. That's why he never worked again.
Yeah.
Guy was in Titanic and couldn't get another job.
Awesome.
And he was great as the bad guy in Titanic. Very punchable.
Motel 6 got its name because it originally charged $6 per night when it opened in 1962.
Wow. He's in a movie with some model where they get lost on an island with another guy.
On that beach.
Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah. You've jerked to that.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good stuff.
Is it pause and toss worthy?
Oh, yeah. Really? There's a couple great pause and tosses in it. Girl's thick, but she's solid. I don't know her name.
Get the name of it, too.
Don't care about the name. Just look up Billy Zane, and anything that comes up beachy is the one. He loses his mind. He's got her, and then the guy they're trapped with, she kind of leaves
tries to
for
take
him.
The yacht.
Yeah, it's
it was a Nicole Kidman movie.
No,
wasn't
no,
it?
No.
Dead Calm.
No.
Survival Island.
That's it. There
it's
it is.
It's a erotic thriller.
That's exactly what it is. Billy Zane is erotic, and I'm thrilled by
some
it.
Pictures. Let's see.
Oh, there's some good stuff in there, and the girl's beautiful. But she leaves for this really handsome young man who's the other
guy
on the
island.
He's
like a fitness
trainer. Yeah, it's like the only. He opened a gym on an island with nobody, and then these two show up. And then so she leaves for him, and she has, and then Billy gets her back.
They set up separate camps.
And then he goes insane. He gets the cabin fever. Yeah, they set up two little separate huts. It's like if Gilligan's Island had a sex tryst, and then Gilligan tried to kill the professor. And Billy Zane wears a hat the whole time because he's.
So while Billy Zane was out spearfishing, that's when they hooked up on the beach.
Yeah, and he pops up from spearfishing. I was jerking off at that time too, Brady. So. Yeah, he pokes his head up from spearfishing. And in fairness to Billy Zane, he's spearfishing for everyone. He's out shopping, essentially.
What a guy.
Yeah, and then looks like Gallagher in that picture. And then he bobs his head up, and he sees that this guy is going at it with her. And he's like, oh, okay, I see what I got to do around here because I'm spearfishing for one now.
Her top comes off.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Kelly Brook is the gal's name.
Kelly Brook, yeah. She's a little thick, but in a good way. It's a good movie. Brady and I have both dumped our innards to it. Look at that. Billy Zane looks a little like Sean Connery in this movie, too.
Out of shape.
Yeah, he gets a little rough.
And out of shape, Sean Connery, yes. But what's it called again? Survival Island.
Survival Island.
It's not a good movie.
We've got record spending going on for this Halloween season. The number one reason people are spending so much, according to this survey, basically keeping up with the Joneses.
Really?
It's decorations that is spending the most.
Yeah, I won't do it.
And the reason why, you know, you want to make your kids happy, and but you see the neighbors have done this, and like, oh, we got to step it up.
Yeah. I was walking to the McDonald's yesterday or to wherever I was going to go to Chick-fil-A, and as I'm walking, I see this front yard of this house, you know, tombstones, skeletons. There's skeletons crawling on the roof. They're trying to, you know, they're everywhere. And I go, that's stupid. And I say that out loud, and the lady is like the owner is sitting
front.
On her porch, and she just blends in with the rest of the crap on her front yard. But I think she thought I just walked by and said it to her. That's stupid.
There's a new wellness trend happening, eating breakfast in total silence.
Yeah.
And that's a wellness thing?
Yeah, but you can't have the TV on in the background or anything else. It's
Why?
Just basically total silence.
Total silence, man.
And then go to town on your moons over my hammy.
You know, I've been doing all the talking here. All the talking. All the way from Brainerd. You can't give me nothing, one word for a conversation? Total silence, man.
Pancakes House.
We just had pancakes.
I'll do the whole movie if you want. Fargo, I love that movie. When you say total silence, Steve Buscemi pops right into my head.
In Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Twin Cities.
This man got arrested at 5 a.m. He was walking around the road, throwing items in the middle of the road, and yelling, "The skies are opening.
Zoltan.
Because I am the son of God."
Oh, my goodness. What if he's right? Why is it you religious people always dismiss these guys? Give them a shot.
It was the vodka talking.
You don't know that.
They verified it. They 23andMe'd him. And
he's not Jesus's.
No.
Son of, would he be son of Jesus? He'd be Jesus again. Jesus too.
Again.
Again with the Jesus. Take that, Jews. He's back. He's Jewish and he's angry.
There's a 76-year-old billionaire investor named Bill Gross who lives in Laguna Beach, California. He's been in a battle with his next-door neighbor, 56-year-old. Very rich, but not as rich as Bill Gross. But this guy's name is Mark Tofik, and he's a tech entrepreneur. Mark doesn't like that Bill put up a 22-foot long blue glass sculpture on his property last year, and then he has a netting around it to protect it.
Antetokounmpo is
tough. It's blocking his view.
This big sculpture.
Yeah, so he called the city to complain. And Bill got revenge on him for the complaint by blasting Gilligan's Island theme song at all hours of 24 hours.
Right. Man. People can't talk anymore.
And
you
now
can't just ask a guy a question.
Lawsuits, charges, and restraining orders have been filed. There's going to be a hearing on the restraining orders and harassment charges next week. Bill has until the middle of next month to try to get the right permits.
This was the best idea the, I believe Brady called it, entrepreneur had.
There's the setup. There's the view from his pool.
It is kind of blocking everything.
But look, beyond the netting, it looks like a hotel or resort.
Yeah, it looks like a nice place. So this was his answer, 24 hours of this.
But this guy had to listen to it for 24 hours as well.
You're punishing yourself. Hell? Unless you're a big fan. Is this the one where they announce everybody or the rest?
No, I don't remember.
It sounds like the old one.
I think this is the rest. And his
wife, a movie star. Professor. Okay. They had to fight for that. And the rest. There were only two more. And the other one.
Tight on time.
The annoying smart guy and the one you wouldn't. But you would have. She's third of the women on the island, but you didn't.
Behind Mrs. Howell?
Heck yeah. Just or for the Gilligan. Stories. Gilligan's on the list. All right, in order. Because I'm very sleepy and I'm a little delusional. Ginger. Yeah.
Howell.
You go Marianne next?
Gilligan.
You nail Gilligan second? Sure. He's the star. That's a good point. It's a good move.
Well, the skipper's got a great set of cans on him, too.
Yeah,
so
sure,
you know.
Can fool yourself. The skipper on all fours, you can kind of turn your head to the side and see those things whapping around. All right, skipper just jumped up to four.
Coming in at number four, the skipper and his great big cans. Dear Casey, I'm not gay, but the skipper's breasts get me hard as a rock.
Yeah, Mr. Howell is last.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Ginger, Mrs.
I would
Howell,
go Ginger,
Marianne.
I would hold off until the natives invade the island.
You're
going to
bang guest stars?
Oh.
Okay, if that's the case.
Oh,
that's cars. Yeah, all right, no, then if that's the case, then it's Ginger, the Globetrotters.
What was the name of the
Come here, Curly.
Curly, you're mine.
Like the rock group?
The Ruggles or
Ruggles?
No. The Way Outs.
I thought it was The Way Outs, too, but is that the Flintstones
or
The Way
Outs? No, that's the Jetsons, isn't it?
No, The Way Outs is the...
Way Outs.
That is The Way Outs. You're right. That is it. The Mosquitoes is the Gilligan's Island.
Flintstones is The Way Outs.
The Way Outs is the Flintstones.
Yeah, it is The Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes is the
Don't
Gilligan's
Bug Me, He's a Loser is the name of one of their songs.
That's right. I would bang the Mosquitoes, the Globetrotters, Don Rickles, the Headhunters.
Don Rickles made him?
Yeah.
He was on there?
Yeah.
I don't remember the Globetrotters.
Well, that might have been the cartoon.
That had to be
a whole movie.
The he was in Scooby-Doo. I know that they were in Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
The Globetrotters showed up and had a charity basketball game on the island and then left. These people were horrible. Nobody wanted to save them. And never once did they go back to the mainland and tell anybody about it. You'd think that would be a story.
Didn't they wind up getting rescued and then go back for another cruise?
Oh, yeah. Well, they went back. Well, the movie, they left the island and went back to Maine society and then was like, I liked it better on the island. And they moved back.
And what the professor produced using his skills.
I like how they set up a stage and everything.
Yeah, and electric guitars.
That's right.
Yeah, nobody understood that show. It still doesn't make sense how that lasted as long as it did. This is the other song that the Mosquitoes had.
He's a loser.
And then, of course, the
built-in amps on the electric
guitar. The Honeybees
was
when the girls from Ginger Marianne and Mrs.
Right.
Howell went
they
up.
They were the Honeybees, yeah. Is what mm-hmm. they called them?
Yeah.
Is that when she had dementia?
Yeah, she was Howell? Completely gone.
Yeah.
She'd have to be on this show.
All right, turn it off. I'll watch all of it. I haven't slept in days. Please, I could get in a Gilligan's
days?
Island thing. Oh, it's awful. The shoulders
well,
are
maybe
just
this
done.
Will put you to sleep.
I can't sleep more than 8 or 9 minutes at a time. I'm
the
gonna
KFC
kill
fire logs are available.
Again?
Limited time. Oh, yeah, yeah,
they sold out fire. Last year?
Oh, yeah. They'll sell out quick this year, too.
What is it?
It's a chicken fire.
What? Yeah, you put the Duraflame log, but it's got the 11 herbs and spices in there,
it
and
smells
it smells
like, chicken.
Like KFC.
Yeah, it's American fat people house fires.
Oh, 15 bucks.
How many you want,
Brett?
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
And the last whole thing.
I don't understand
just anything. Just go to KFC.
Yeah, just get a bucket of chicken yeah. and have it in your kitchen for a minute. Brett, you're smiling too hard at that.
Uh-oh.
Seems like kind of a good idea to you, doesn't it?
Look at that packaging.
We understand. Well, you could watch the colonel's face go up in flames.
Idiots.
The fact of the matter is, if it sells a little bit, the next thing you know, you're going to have, you know, it's all scented like candles. Your fires are all going to stink.
And it's $16 for one log. Yeah. I'll go buy a bucket, of chicken,
bucket
for,
of chicken
for 10
like
bucks.
Yeah. Put that, light that on fire. I bet it smells fantastic. Yeah, throw some chicken. Have a fire with regular wood and then chuck some chicken in every once in a while, and your house will smell amazing. You imagine that, Brady? Your fireplace just loaded up with fried chicken and wood?
Walmart.
That's a
Walmart's
out.
Got them.
They'll
that's 3 days a week at my house.
You actually burn chicken?
I wonder if they're still available.
That's mesquite. And
pipe it in.
Crispy. There's a little Instagram to check out. Miserable_men. It's pretty funny because it's people. You can put your own. They'll post your photo up there. But it's pictures of men having to shop with their wife or girlfriend.
That's every man out there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all
and it's,
of us.
It's exploding. There's 346,000 followers.
This guy's just pushing over all the displays. I didn't expect that. Oh, there's a guy eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
There we go.
He didn't buy the log.
John Cena.
Why was John Cena so upset? Wow, this is just dudes sitting in those stupid little chairs they give us outside of the dressing room.
God damn it.
That guy's asleep. That guy's out. Oh, it's hilarious. I love that moment, too, when you wander over.
I gotta try this on.
All right. And you go to that weird chair. And they don't really aim them at the other chairs because they know you don't want to make eye contact with another sad sack.
Or if it's close
and you have to acknowledge
dressing rooms.
How you doing? There's three guys sitting outside of Justice. Because they got three teen girls in there.
Your life's as miserable as mine, huh?
Oh, it's awful. And those little chairs they give you are isolation chairs. They're not like you're
the worst
so
is when they don't give
away.
You an option in the store. No what? Chair.
Oh, you got to go
KFC
sit outside.
KFC guys want
to
crack me up.
A mannequin
Kanye.
Or something.
He brought his own
Kanye.
Bucket
that's
of chicken.
Kanye.
That's Kanye and that's Kim in the mirror.
Yeah, Kim's in the mirror and he's eating chicken.
Wow.
Oh, that's how I feel in all of them. Oh, he's over at the Z Gallery.
Yep.
Who's asleep at the piano? His wife went to the piano shop?
Here's the guy
dude again. Losing his mind is fantastic.
You don't want this perfume?
Look at this. He's breaking every display because his wife's taking it. I think that's Louis C.K. too. Wow. That's a great. What is that called?
Men. Miserable_men on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm following that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I guess if you break one thing in the store, you may as well go the full
go
nine,
for
right?
And the more you break, the more it costs. I say if you're going to break something, break the cheap stuff.
Fat kid.
Oh. The things that we do. That's the best thing about online shopping.
Oh, man.
Guys don't have to sit in those chairs anymore.
The logs are already up to $34 on eBay.
Oh, of course they are.
People are paying $34 for a...
That's being an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Entrepreneur. Giannis entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. Giannis entrepreneur.
Manure.
Entre's manure. Anyway.
Morons.
Hey, there's
you got a
boss.
Song, Jeremy. You got a song. There's Bruce Springsteen and Patty Scalfo shopping for diamonds. Can we just hurry this up a little bit? I'm hungry.
I'm a hard-working man.
Just send your assistant, for God's sakes.
Just waiting by the dressing room. The corn dog on a stick. Patty came out and said that nothing fit. It's a waste of time. She's wasting my time.
Spend all my money on Patty. I can't buy jeans.
She's wasting time.
Sir, you're not wearing a mask.
Now I'm sitting in the boot section. If I hear the word cute one more time, I'm gonna kill a girl. Come up with another adjective.
Is that Giuliani with his hands in his pants?
Yeah, that he's guy's tucking. Tucking. That guy's just tucking. This is a great website because they catch stars. Why in the world does Bruce Springsteen have to go to the mall? Because I'm just like you. I'm in my jean jacket. Hanging around malls and such.
He's got to get out.
He's just like us, though. There's a Middle Eastern room with his belly out. All right, I can't stop looking at this. It's 803. Miserable underscore men. Yeah, online shopping has eliminated that. I guess we can look at that as a positive. We don't have to sit in those weird little chairs outside of Guess.
Does this look all right?
Yeah, it looks great.
You're just saying.
I don't know what to say. I don't know how to do this.
Does it make me look weird?
No.
You're just saying.
All right, next pair I'm going to tell her looks weird.
I like these.
You look weird.
No, you're just being a jerk.
Okay, I thought that's what you wanted. I don't know where to go here. I'm going to sit up. I'm going outside. And pretend I'm looking at stuff on the phone. When in actuality, it's just Survivor Island. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98 KUPD.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.